In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. In preparation for Thanksgiving week, the youth group this past Wednesday watched a TED Talk on gratitude, on being thankful, in particular on expressing our gratitude to other people for the impact they have made on our lives. The talk was given by a young man named Brian Doyle. One Thanksgiving evening, Brian had laid down for the night on his aunt's couch. Before drifting off to sleep, he scrolled through his social media, and his contacts were all sharing to cyberspace all the things and people they were thankful for. Brian suddenly wondered, why do we save our thanks for social media? Why the distance of cyberspace? Why not in person? Why not face to face? So Brian decided that for each of the next 365 days, he was going to tell one person in person, whenever possible, or by phone at a minimum, how grateful he was for them, for their presence in his life, for the positive influence they have had on him. He thanked a couple of high school teachers, a lifelong friend, an artist or two, adult mentors. He completed 169 days in a row, which is an impressive feat in itself. And finally, Brian got to day 170, and it was time to tell his dad how grateful he was for him. And it's not that his dad was that far down on the list. It's because Brian was living across country, and he wanted to tell his dad in person, and that was the next time he was going to be home. So Brian sat his dad down on a bench while waiting to play a golf hole. There's people playing the hole ahead of them, and while they were waiting on this bench, he finally got up the gumption to tell his dad just how much he appreciated him, how much he appreciated the lessons his dad had taught him, the adventures they'd been on together, the foods his dad had made him try, sometimes reluctantly. Simple things like how his dad would point out how the sunlight would hit a certain cloud just so as they were walking. Just a lot of the things that really made a difference in Brian's life. The conversation lasted over 2 hours, so much for the golf game they were playing. But an interesting thing that Brian discusses is how nervous he was to actually do it, how stressed it made him before he was actually able to get the words out. He said he could physically feel his heart pounding in his chest as he knew he was getting close to that minute to actually say something. Why was it so hard for Brian to just tell his own dad how thankful he was for him? Now, Brian happens to be gay, which was totally irrelevant to his talk, except for what he said next. Brian said it was harder to tell his dad, thank you for being you, than it was when he first told his dad he was gay a few years earlier. It was harder for this young man to say, thank you, Dad, for being you and for being such an important part in my life. Why is it so hard sometimes for us to be grateful? Or if we are grateful, why is it so hard to tell someone? Why is it so hard to actually come out and say it? Now, in the gospel we were blessed to hear today, Jesus heals 10 men who had leprosy. Leprosy is a dreadful, painful disease that made someone a social and religious outcast. Now, as the men make their way back to the village and they notice that they're healed, out of the 10 healed, only one returns to give God thanks. Only one returns to say thank you to Jesus in person. The other 9 may have been grateful. We don't know. We don't know. We never hear what becomes of them. But they don't say it. Whether they felt grateful or not, we don't know. But they don't say it. Now, maybe if there was social media back in the day, another of them might have posted, so thankful for this prophet for healing me. Big shout out to him. Maybe several would have done that. We don't know. But 9 out of 10 don't say it in person. That's a fact. 9 out of 10 do not say it in person. And I think that percentage, that 9 out of 10, says something about greater humanity. how hard it is for us to be grateful, or maybe better put, when we are grateful to actually say it. And yes, we say thank you when someone holds the door. We say thank you for your business. We say thanks for the cookie. You know, while good and certainly polite, is that the same thing as expressing real gratitude for the things that we're most deeply thankful for and for the people we're most deeply thankful for? In the first chapter of Romans, we're reminded that one of the primal reasons we humans fall into sin is our failure to be thankful, our unwillingness to be truly and deeply grateful. And Paul lists a lot of things. He lists everything from fornication to coveting to gossip to being unforgiving. And he says all of this can trace its path back to a failure to be grateful. And that leads us to this truth. If it's so valuable to be grateful to one another, then the first chapter of Romans reminds us how much more essential it is to be truly and deeply grateful to God. And perhaps to actually tell God once in a while. And this is not a new warning. Just before Joshua led the Israelites into the promised land, God warned the people. He warned, this is in Deuteronomy 6 and 8. God warns the people. He says, "When I give you large and beautiful cities and wells with fresh water and vineyards and olive groves as far as the eye can see, and your cattle and sheep and gold and silver have all multiplied, and when you have eaten and are full, then you will forget me." When you have eaten and are full, then you will forget me. And on that day, you will begin to perish. That's what God told the Israelites. And I sometimes wonder if this isn't as much a warning to us in America as it was to them, because it does seem to fit sometimes. When we have more than we need, sometimes that's when we forget God. And yet we come to this week in which we still have a day set aside to give thanks, the most sacred of our secular holidays. And yes, this day gets buried by food and football and parades and hunting and that cacophony of voices screaming, "Black Friday, Black Friday." And not all of that is necessarily bad, although I think some parts are less redeemable than others. But maybe in that still small place, in a day set aside for gratitude and for real thanks, we can take a page from Brian Doyle, and awkward as it may feel, tell someone you've never told before how grateful you are for the impact that they make in your life. Try it. Just try it. And then even more importantly, maybe we can take a page from the one healed leper, the one who stopped, the one who returned, the one who fell on his face at Jesus' feet giving thanks, that we might remember and find and express such gratitude in ourselves. Amen.